Have you ever been startled out of a deep sleep by unrelenting knocking at your front door? Or maybe someone pounding at your bedroom door? So many emotions stream through your mind in a flash. Anger, fear, caution, anxiety. Do you answer? Or do you hide? Or do you find someone to answer it for you? Or have you ever been the one knocking, just feverishly trying to get someone's attention inside, someone to ask for help, just knocking, seeking answers? This meditation from Matthew chapter 7 will help you find the courage to ask, the determination to knock until someone answers, until God opens the door. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of stillness for a moment. Just relax your body and your mind and your eyes. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time today. Listen now from the Valley of Vision. In Him are everlasting strength for the weak, unsearchable riches for the needy, treasures of wisdom and knowledge for the ignorant, and fullness for the empty. So seek His strength, His riches, His wisdom, knowledge, and fullness now in quiet reflection. Let this continuing time of silence now move without effort into a time of reflective prayer, a prayer less of words but of being, a prayer of nearness to God. Spend a moment now to encounter God silently in your way, speaking quiet words from your heart. Continue to become even more aware of God and His Spirit and His Son, now through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take a note of your breathing. Just slow, deep breaths. Maybe breathe in slowly to a count of 10, and then out to a count of 10. Don't force or control your breathing, just be aware of it, the peaceful rhythm. Continue to listen to your breathing, the pneuma, the spirit, the breath. And as you exhale, whisper silently that God opens doors. Very simply, God opens doors. Breathe in the openness of God and exhale your anxiety. Breathe in the answers of the Holy Spirit and exhale your fear. Breathe in the receiving love of Christ and exhale doubt. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing. Continue to whisper, God opens doors. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of anything that you feel or hear, taste, or even smell. What are you encountering right now? Are you knocking? Do you hear knocking? Are you waiting on answers or waiting to ask? Well, stay here being present with God and centering on the truth that God opens doors of blessings. In fact, center on all that He is opening in your life right now. Your mind will wander. I give you permission for it to wander. But when you realize you've drifted away from blessings, let that remind you to return, without effort, back to His blessings. The process of drifting and returning will help you rest in His presence today. So practice that now. Center on His blessings and return there again when you wander too far astray. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Fight the temptation to analyze it. Just soak. But do listen for a gift from the Holy Spirit as I read from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, from the Christian Standard Bible. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind even now from this passage? Well, remain there for a moment. After pausing for a moment, what still remains of the passage? Let your mind wander again, then let the Holy Spirit guide you back once again to what He has opened to you now. Listen once again to a similar passage from Mark chapter 11 in the New King James Bible. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words linger. Let your mind drift through the imagery of you knocking, seeking and asking. As you drift, believe. Have faith that what you seek will be revealed now. listen to your third sacred reading from another similar passage from James chapter 1 in the Message. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get His help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and hear the pestering cries of a child. Just unrelenting questions. Persistent hammering in your ears. Do you hear it? Now imagine you are the child. You are the stubborn child pleading for answers. Answers from God. In Luke chapter 18, there's the story of the persistent widow pleading for answers. Jesus assures us He will give answers to His chosen people who cry out to Him day and night. So in this moment of imaginative contemplation, imagine crying out to a God who cherishes questions from His children, a God who longs to hear your wants and needs. Imagine knocking as you see Him smile, as you hear Him whisper, "Keep asking." As you were present in your imagination knocking at the door, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Have you recently felt ashamed to ask? Or embarrassed to seek? Maybe even just tired of knocking? Well, what questions do you have? Ask, seek, and knock. And then spend this moment listening. As you close your time, return to your breathing. Just a whispered breath of meditation. God guides. In fact, let the word open guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. Let me pray now that you remember to ask, seek, and knock. Remember that simply being in His presence as He opens you to His plans is an answer. Believe that. Without a second thought, that His presence as you knock is enough. Now to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever will be. Amen. In the days ahead, you will certainly have the opportunity to ask, seek, and knock. You might expect some doubt and uncertainty, but in those moments, simply believe that He is listening and opening Himself to you. He is answering by being present. Let that be enough. You might also have moments to help others be satisfied being in His presence. Look too for opportunities to help others knock, seek, and ask. Knock together in prayer and fellowship. So when you're ready, start knocking and be mindful of moments of God being present as you ask and seek today.